Poor Man's Almanac is the new album from David Rawlings, and of course, Gillian Welsh joining him on Cumberland Gap and on all the rest of the songs on there. You're tuned to 90.3 KNBA. New music from Jessica Lee Mayfield in there, Sorry Is Gone. That's also the name of her new album. Only in the Past was a Be Good Tanya's. Taj Mahal, I think the first Taj Mahal song I ever heard, Ain't Nobody's Business But My Own, and Up All Night, Beck from his latest one, Colors. It's 8:26. Thanks so much for tuning into the Morning Line program for Tuesday morning. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chiflikin. KNBA knows that our listeners love to hear about what's happening in our community, things to do, things to care about. One of the ones that I've picked out recently is, well, the Native American Heritage Month celebration is happening at the Matsu College today, starting at 11. Yanida'a singers from Chicolin Village will be there, as well as Samuel Johns kicking things off. So that's coming up today at 10 o'clock right there at the Matsu College. I also see that there's an event called the Historically Black Colleges College Spring Tour Fund, College and Universities, HBCU, the university is in the U there. And that's the Spring Tour Fundraiser Gala that's coming up Saturday, November 11th at 6 p.m. That's this coming Saturday. And you can find out more information about that by checking out their Facebook page. But there's various things happening, including dancing. There's some various fun stuff happening there. And it helps folks who are planning to go to college at different universities, like Spelman College, Morehouse College, Clark Atlanta University, kind of get over there and see what the campus is like and say, this is something that I can do. And so I really applaud that effort.
Okay, tremendous. Thanks very much, Frank. And speaking of colleges, again, a reminder, folks, that out at Matsu with the Alaska Native Heritage Month celebration today, Samuel Johns, a.k.a. Rebel, will be out there at 1 o'clock. And, if that isn't exciting enough, there's going to be food. Okay, so how can you go wrong there?
Food and college.
Thanks very much. It's 28 past 8. Perseverance Theater, our friends at Perseverance Theater, have another play that sounds extremely interesting. Actually, just the title of it and the little one-line description, The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity, a satirical smackdown of culture, stereotype, and geopolitics. Smackdown and culture and geopolitics. Cool. So we have a guest this morning, two thespians joining us this morning, up bright and early. Enrique Bravo joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And Richard J. Carter.
Good morning.
Okay. So, this is sort of portrayed as this big social commentary. Geopolitics, stereotypes, culture. It's about professional wrestling, for crying out loud. So what's the deal? Talk about who wants to talk about it.
I could start. Well, that's sort of what's great about this script. It really has a lot to offer. It was up for a Pulitzer in 2009,
wow.
I believe, yeah. And so what's great is that it uses sort of wrestling as a platform to sort of have a bigger discussion about race. There's power bombs, there's super kicks, there's clotheslines, all that stuff. But there's also a lot of conversation about race, and especially two of the characters in particular, one being a Hispanic character, a Puerto Rican, which is a character that I play, Macedonio Guerra. And there's an Indian character called the VP, Vigneshwar Padua. So these two characters that are basically trying to make their way through sort of the wrestling circuit. And they encounter a lot of stereotypes like you do in wrestling.
Yeah, I always think of cultural relativism in wrestling. You know, we always go hand in hand, like it's like peanut butter and jelly.
so they have to basically create these characters that are, you know, for the most part, very stereotypical. But they are able to use that to their advantage to sort of climb up the ranks in the wrestling world. And there's a lot of sort of confrontation that happens with Chad Deity, who is the golden boy of theater at that point, and the main. Owner, who's kind of a Jim McMahon type.
So you're not the Randy Savage. You're not the Macho Man guy.
You're the undercard. The undercard. Yeah,
okay.
I'm the guy that doesn't even get to do his finisher. I'm the guy that gets pinned in the first few minutes,
and then goes on to sell popcorn.
Right, yeah, okay. Right. You see him as a separate character coming out over and over. It's like, wait a minute, that guy looks familiar. No, yeah, that's sort of the character that I play. But he's trying to break out of that. He's trying to find a way to do that because he really is a skillful wrestler. He knows how to the that part of it, the business, but he doesn't know how to the personality, charisma. Yeah,
he's the journeyman,
right? Exactly.
Okay, and now Richard, you play more than one part. Talk about the various characters you portray.
Sure. So the largest role that I play is the bad guy. That is his name or his...
Oh, yes!
Exactly. Thank you. If you come to the show, do that for sure. He is this stereotypical bad guy, and that's his character. He is kind of a stepping stone. He's there to round out this wrestling universe and kind of show the other corners of the ring.
Does he do all the dirty tricks stuff?
You know, I think he would really love to, but... I think Chad Deity kind of gets his elbow in my face a little bit.
Okay.
So you're going to have to come see how that match turns out.
Okay, so you play that role.
I play that role. I also play Billy Heartland, who is this all-American, young, kind of chipper, naive guy, farm boy. And I also play Old Glory, who is more of he's an older, more stoic, strong veteran wrestler. Who he's incredibly patriotic again, and this is his craft. This is his life.
So you have to play three different wrestlers.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah. I gotta ask you this. Yeah. Since you grew up in Palmer, mm-hmm. Do you identify with the farm boy one?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
So now this is just I've never done any acting, and thank goodness, but the whole thing of playing three different people. With three sort of diametrically or triangularized roles and attitudes, how do you do that? I mean, do you go backstage and go and instant character change? Or do you have to talk to yourself in the mirror?
I do have a few instant character changes that are pretty quick. I have a little bit longer breaks in between other shifts, but the characters do need to have very different attitudes and body languages. And in order to make this world seem diverse and to make the characters distinct from each other, because in the world of wrestling, you can't have professional wrestlers who are the same person. They're right. All these polar opposites and all of these exaggerations that are pushed in one specific direction. So that was kind of the goal with the characters.
It's 8:33. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Perseverance Theater's new play, The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity, and our guests are Enrique Bravo and Richard J. Carter. So who is so Chad Deity? I mean, it's named after him, but Macedonio is the main guy. So what's up with Chad Deity?
Well, he's sort of who the company is anchored around. He's their main guy, and he's sort of the one bringing in all the money because he's a giant character. And so
he's the charismatic personality.
He's the guy who walks in, yeah, the Hulk Hogan, the Randy Macho Man Savage, the guy that, you know, and so that part of the journey for Macedonio is figuring out how, you know, to get to that level because he, as much as he has devoted his life to this business, he can't sort of get past that you know jobber rung, and part of this show is that journey. He finds this charismatic character, VP, but the thing is, like I said, both of them are very are put in very stereotypical holes, and that's why they're fighting against this whole Americana. That's why you hear a lot of Richard's characters are Old Glory and Billy Heartland. Yeah. So they're this giant sort of American. Characters along with Chad Deity.
Fourth of July on Main
Street.
Right,
exactly. Yeah. And that's our characters are sort of fighting against that.
Okay, so let's talk about allegory for just a moment. The name Chad Deity.
Well, he is, and that's something our director really tried to kind of highlight, since he kind of pops out of nowhere and he drops his knowledge, and so that she really pushed the deity part of him. So he's godlike, you know, especially even in this show. That's very much what he tries to encompass. Like he's this god in this world.
Geopolitics, culture, stereotypes. How is the subject of cross-cultural relations, race relations addressed in the play?
Well, that, you know, it's really been interesting doing the show in that regard because I mean, there's some things that we even discovered in Juno, because we like Richard said, we really encourage the audience to get involved and vocal, and they do. And so it's really great when those American characters come out, as opposed to sort of my character, who's the second character that I play, as far as like what I'm trying to climb up the ladder, is Che Chavez Castro. So very, okay, very, like I said, very stereotypical. And the Vigneshwar Padwar's character is the fundamentalist. So you see this clash of sort of, especially now, and that's what's crazy about this. This is a script that's 9 years old, but still tackles the sort of like a terrorism beat, a immigration beat, that like those things are in it and allow for this discussion to happen. But it's set in this world of a wrestling play, which is great. Like, as far as a playwright's concerned, he was almost ahead of his time in that regard. The language is amazing. You would not expect it. It almost sometimes reads like a poem. It's really got some great stuff in it, and allows for, but because of us allowing for those reactions, you'd be surprised at some of the things we hear come from the audience. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, addressing social polarization in 10 rounds.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So you guys actually, I mean, do you actually wrestle in here, right?
Yeah, Richard can speak to that.
Are you fit?
Okay, let me ask you this. Did you wrestle for the Palmer Moose?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
But
I was
a soccer
guy all the way.
Okay.
So Enrique can attest to the only muscle in my body is in my legs.
They're like tree trunks, though.
I did some working out for this play, for sure, for these three roles.
He's being modest. Seriously, he has to take most of the hits in the show. I mean, I've seen bruises, like, cover him up just because, it's no joke.
I've got some welts. It's a lot of fun. But it's work for sure.
Well, when I watch professional wrestling, when I was young, they always had the guys, you know, the role playing and things. But they always had the guys who you knew were going to lose, who had to, you know, who practiced the professional, not pratfalls, but taking a hit, knowing that they're going to fly over backwards out of the ring and how to land. I mean, to play that on stage, do you have to sort of do the same thing?
Yeah, it really is a choreographed dance between both parties. And if something goes wrong in the ring, you have to be able to communicate with each other without actually talking in a way that the audience can hear.
Excuse me, my leg is broken.
Yeah, so it's a lot of visual cues and working with each other to make sure that no one really gets hurt. But it is kind of, you know, grunting and taking some pain.
Some real stuff.
Yeah.
It is a real ring that they built, and while it has some spring to it,
It still hurts.
Dropping from a few feet in the air still can take your breath out of you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's the elaborate entrance of Chad Deity, put on by Perseverance Theater, and Enrique and Richard are going to be wrestling and doing all kinds of goofy things there on stage. It's going to be November the 9th, the first night, which is preview night, right? Thursday? Or is that tomorrow?
This Thursday is the first preview.
The first preview.
And that's Pay As You Can. And that, so it goes through next weekend, the 19th on Sunday. And yeah, show's 7:30 on weekdays. Sundays, it's a matinee.
Matinee at 4 o'clock.
At 4.
Okay. At the PAC downtown.
The pack, yeah.
Tickets available at centertix.com. You can also find out more about Perseverance Theater at ptalaska.org. I'm going to go see this one. This one just sounds like
it's cool. It's a lot of fun.
I want to thank you both so very much. Richard, as we get set to wrap up, anything else you want to add?
No, I mean, I think it's a really fun play. I think a lot of people will see that it's a wrestling play and maybe be turned off a little bit, but it's incredibly smart. It's incredibly entertaining. It's big and flashy, and it's important.
For the intellectual wrestling fan.
Yeah,
yes. Exactly.
Okay. Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Enrique, anything to add here?
Yeah, just there's a couple things. On November 12th, there's a Sunday pre-show discussion, and that happens at 3 p.m.
Okay.
That's with some women wrestlers, actually. Tiana Rivera and Julie Winter. And that's on November 12th and November 13th, Monday at 11:45 to 1 p.m. That's a discussion talking about stereotypes, and that happens at Tequila 61 Restaurant.
Okay, fabulous. Hey, break legs. I shouldn't say that in this case, maybe.
No, totally fine.
Richard and Enrique, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
You bet. 20 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock, still to come, First Aid Kit, Dave Matthews and more.
Keys to Life invites you to the second annual Highland Mountain Lullaby Concert, Saturday, November 18th at Highland Mountain Correctional Center. This heartwarming and uplifting performance features Alaskan musicians singing the personal lullabies that Highland mothers wrote for their children. Every once in a while, something comes along that makes us realize that we are all part of the same community and that the love of a mother for their child is universal. The Highland Mountain Lullaby Concert. Come join us as we celebrate the gift of a second chance. Visit centertix.com for tickets.
A new study is a jumping-off point for a conversation about the pay gap for Native American women. They make less overall than their male counterparts. But there's more to the story. We'll get some answers about the lingering pay gap and what some solutions might be. That's on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.